Welcome, everybody. That's right. We're back once again. Old school, totally local podcast, Monmouth and Ocean County's most wonderful podcast, covering all the most relevant, lovely, colorful characters, wonderful topics you've ever heard in your life on the Jersey Shore, Monmouth and Ocean County.
Oh, God. We're still doing those long intros, huh?
That's right.
Not much has changed.
Not much has changed.
Hello.
Leo. Cheers.
Cheers.
You're back. You're beardy.
I'm back in beardy, yeah. It's funny.
Oh, that was a deep one. A steep cut. Oh, we're on the gram. That was a smoky...
We did a welcome back shot. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
I wonder if everyone at home can hear you.
Well,
here we are, man.
And hi.
How you doing, man?
Hello, world.
Oh, they missed you so much. They really did.
It's been a while.
It's been so long. It's been too long.
It's been almost half a year.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah, right?
I guess so. Yeah. It's been... It was Simmons & Moore podcast.
Yeah.
The last one you were on in studio.
In studio, yeah. Which was probably, oh God. Yeah. That would have been like February.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went touring around the world for a month, and then when I came back, COVID had hit and everyone was locked down.
You're so lucky you didn't get caught out there.
I don't know if I didn't get caught out there.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know that I never had COVID. You know what I mean? Because it probably was 2 weeks after I got back from traveling all over the United States, and everything was locked down. Like, when I got back, everything was shut down. All the stores were out. And then I remember, like, 2 weeks after I got back, I was, like, laying in bed. I would wake up. I couldn't breathe. I'm like, I don't know.
You could have had it. You didn't get tested?
I don't know. It wasn't a thing at that point. Like, people weren't getting tested that soon.
You can get the antibodies test. You can get tested now.
No, I think after a certain period of time, the antibodies are, like, wear off or whatever. I mean, I did get tested after, but, like, 30 days ago.
I can't follow any of the... Are we good over there, Ming?
We're good.
All right, cool. Yeah, I did it through that computer.
Yep.
And then I did the stream, the key. It seems to be working. I think we're on there. Labor Day weekend.
Is, like, what? Right here?
Right
is it here?
Now. It's here.
It's here?
Yeah, I saw people. You know, it's Labor Day.
I'm off
weekend.
On Monday.
I mean, you tell me. Are you off on Monday?
I guess I'm off on Monday.
I mean, you're here now. You had one meeting today. People are just fucking off today. People are just like not giving a shit.
I did not realize it was Labor Day weekend. And you know why I didn't realize it was Labor Day weekend? Because there's no totally local to tell me it's Labor Day weekend, and here's where you got to go, and this is what you got to do.
Yeah, well, that's because there's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do.
No audio for Insta, by the way.
Oh boy, we're still bros though. Thank you, Rob. I hope we figure that out.
I hope I get to see him soon.
I don't. Yeah, maybe on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. What did you not know already? I've done. Yeah, 25 episodes of the show, but it's been a fun, it's been a wild adventure, some highs, some lows. I joined CrossFit. That was a high and a low at the same time. I don't know, you know, life is gone. I tried some new restaurants, been touring around the Jersey Shore while everybody's out and, you know, hiding away. So I've been getting after it.
Okay, so let's break it down. From the beginning.
Yes.
And we're not leaving here until we've
gone
through the whole thing.
I should have took notes. I don't remember it all.
I want to understand something. First of all, from what I gather, you didn't want to do the podcast remotely because you thought it was stupid.
Oh, we're getting into that.
Well, people are like, where'd Leo go?
Yeah.
Then, you know, this whole other offshoot of the podcast, it went to where basically you don't like the podcast to go, which was super businessy, super LG Insurance. Aaron Levine, LG Insurance came in. Then
yeah,
we started
like
interviewing
yeah.
businessy stuff.
It's the equivalent of like the, you know, alt-right side of YouTube. It's like the thing I try to avoid at all costs. That's exactly where you know, kind of took the show without me.
We took it in metaphorically speaking. I hope. Oh, did I mess it up with my? Got a little blurry. Got to focus on Leo. There you go. Perfect. It went into a different mode. We went Zoom. Aaron came in, very helpful. Brought in a bunch of guests, and we went over stuff that, like, you don't like going over. Basically, you know, when I used to have, like, a construction, you know, contractors on the show, you'd be like, this is boring. Or, like, we'd talk about, like, you know, mold or plumbing, you'd be like, this is stupid. And I found that stuff very interesting.
I find that stuff, I mean, it's interesting to me. I just think that I like the idea of doing a show about what life is like living where we live. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes with the weeds that you could potentially get into, it starts to get away from that. And it just, to me, was no longer about like that. And I even think that stuff is interesting occasionally. Mm-hmm. Like if we're doing a show every week, you know, if once or twice a month we're having that kind of conversation, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. But if every show is like, I want to talk to this rando. Sorry to all the people who came and did shows on the show. I didn't really listen, so I can't.
I could imagine.
You know, you didn't, so. Yeah, but I did hear, that. People did report back to me that, you know, they were listening and were telling me what the shows were
like.
Yeah,
I got a lot of good response. People were happy. We've been doing on-location stuff.
Well, you know, so much time has gone by. There's probably people listening right now that don't even know who I am.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
They're like, why does he have sunglasses off? Yeah. Who is this mystery man?
Who is this guy with the Garfield t-shirt on?
Yeah. You know, and just to catch people up if they don't know, I started doing the podcast solo in the very beginning. I'd have guests on. Then I wanted to spice it up a little bit, and I knew Leo had the gift of gab in the sense of being able to kind of keep a conversation going and not be stupid about it. So he came on. We did a bunch. Then the apocalypse hit. Leo didn't want to do them remotely. You know, and then Aaron came to me. He's like, let's do some remote. And then it went off on its own little thing. But here we are full circle. And what I'd like to do for me, from my perspective, what I want to do is I would like to do kind of a mix of both. Like I like to do the businessy stuff, daytime stuff, and then ultimate epic heroic shout outs to Simmons and Moore. I've actually become like, Leo, you really brought a lot of people into the podcast, or should I say you networked with a lot of different people.
Well, I'm the cool one.
Exactly, and I've taken advantage.
Which is totally not true.
Between the two of us, you know,
we're both nerds, I'm sure.
I guess, but like you're definitely cooler than me. But anyway, we don't have to have a debate about that. But you kind of connected me with a lot of different people that I don't know, for whatever reason, I just didn't, wouldn't, or haven't connected with. Namely, Angelo Gingerelli, who is a force to be reckoned with, and he and I will challenge anyone who else is the voice of comedy on the Jersey Shore. It has to be Angelo Gingerelli. He's declared it himself, and no one can challenge him on that.
Yes,
hands down. So that, and then also, like I was saying, the Simmons and Moore podcast. Like I've become, like, I'm friendly with them. I enjoy their company, but on top of that, I'm like, you know what? This podcast is like really, really entertaining. Like their podcast is really entertaining. Like I listen to it. I was listening to all these like national podcasts and bigger comedians and stuff, and I'm like, yo, I'm totally local. Mm. Like that's the name of my show.
Yeah.
And I'm not listening to the local podcast. Yeah. So I'm listening to, you know, Simmons and Moore, and I'm like, these guys are like, it's like funny stuff. I comment on Twitter now all the time. I just throw out random, like they throw out these little lines, and like Bobby will say something, Adam might not catch it, or Adam will say something and Bobby won't notice. But like they're just funny. So I just like, I'll retweet them or I'll comment underneath their post. So anyway, my point being that the Simmons and Moore podcast really kind of brought back to me the idea of doing, I want to interview businesses, I want to talk to local businesses, I want to do on-location stuff, I want to do all that stuff, but I also want to just fuck around and do like the entertaining, the fun ones, you know, in the sense of, you know, the late night ones, which totally local, you know, the after dark ones, you know, those became my favorite.
Sexual?
Ones. I mean,
it sounds sexual.
I did have epic shouts to epic mixed shouts to Jodi Coburn and her lover, who they promised, they were like, oh, we'll go on the show, we'll talk about anything. And I'm like, anything? And they're like, anything. And maybe it was my fault. Maybe I should have had you on that one because I don't want to ask them about like butt stuff or like, you know, whatever.
I will ask about butt stuff.
Yeah, I know. So we might have to do another one. We might have to do an epic, you know, totally local round two with Jodi and the dentist to really get to the bottom.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I definitely want to bring that back.
Okay. Do you want to do a podcast?
It just dawned on me who you were talking about. Yeah. Yes. I love them. They're very nice people.
They're sweet. I love them. And they were very nice. They answered my questions. But I guess I was a little too shy to ask them about, like,
How deep did it go?
It didn't go. Listen, it didn't go that deep. I think they were ready and willing, but I was just too much of a shy person to be like, hey, let's talk about butt stuff or whatever.
Well, why would you be talking about only butt stuff?
It wouldn't just be butt stuff, but I mean, like, when I think about, like, getting, you know, talking to people about intimate stuff, I was talking about the relationship. What I thought I was going to get into with them and what they kind of inferred but didn't deliver on, which was the relationship, the arguments, the yelling, whose mom didn't like who, the in-law, all this stuff. And it's like everyone gets along. They get along with the in-laws. Everyone, you know, everything's fine. So, I mean, you know, it didn't like I didn't, you know. And then as far as, you know, the quote unquote butt stuff, I just didn't go.
Were they willing to go there?
I believe they were, like, ready, willing, and able. And I think that if I approach them again, and even if they've listened to this episode or have not listened to this episode, I believe if I go there, they will be willing to go there.
Oh, you know, I'll go there.
Yeah, I know you'll go there. That's why I need you there to go there, because I'm like, you know, I don't know what to say. But I think you would really, if we got a couple of, like, brown drinks in you, and, like, you would really, like, go into it.
I'd do it without brown drinks, but, you know, it's always more fun with
it. It definitely would be more fun. So, you know, I'm going through, I'm looking at the old episodes, and I'm hearkening back, and I'm just like, yeah, let's see if Leo, you know, if people don't know at home, like, Leo, I'm always just like, I always just assume Leo's mad at me, and it's just how mad at is he? Is he mad at me at the point where he won't do anything, or will he put up with me? For example, it took me like 30 minutes to set all the shit up, you know, to no fault of a shared universe podcast studio, epic shouts to Ming, who actually did the real setting up. I'm so behind on doing this that I didn't even remember to bring my laptop.
I didn't bring mine either. Or I didn't, notes or...
Yeah, I didn't bring any. There's so much to do. There's so much to go over.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, step one is figuring out if you have the corona, first of all, which they don't even call it that anymore. It's like COVID now. They don't even call it corona.
Well, I liked corona better.
I liked corona, but I felt bad for the beer company.
I
think it affected their sales.
You know? I mean, I guess I could see that. But no, I don't have it now because I have been tested over the last 30 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I do think I had it, you know, April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a lot of things going on in April.
What was going on in April?
Well, my salivary gland got infected from wearing the same mask over and over and over again before I knew that.
What's your salivary gland?
It's right below your
ear. Were you like licking your mask? What was going on?
I was trying to go running with the same mask on.
We didn't
know. It was April. We didn't know anything at that point. We couldn't even find a mask. I just was wearing a ski neck warmer. And I got my face swole up like five times this big.
Oh, is there any pictures?
Yes.
Can I see that? That's too bad.
It was a really hard time for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And everything I ate tasted like, you know, sour candy. It was actually, that part was great because I love sour candy. But yeah, so that happened. Been a weird ride.
So that happened, mm-hmm. And then you've been stuck in your apartment with your roommate.
Yeah, with Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Whoop. How's it going? Fan of the show. I would have fucking lost my mind if I was in a room, if I was in an apartment with Whoopi after like a while.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind.
Well, I think the thing that everybody kind of had to deal with and get used to is if you do live with somebody, anybody, family, friends, roommates, you're now stuck in that same place with them every day, all day from the time that you wake up to the time you go to bed, you know, it's how do you manage that? How do you get some moments of like my own time, my own space? Well,
seriously,
you don't.
Yeah.
And I think that it took, you know, 2 months into it, it was just silence. I mean, you just cope with it by, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just going to, you know, be as quiet as I possibly can. And, you know, I think it was just challenging for everybody. And I think, you know, sometimes I was like wondering, what do people do who are by themselves? Like, if you're by yourself and you can't see anybody, you can't go anywhere, how do you handle that?
I don't even know. Mike McHenry's talking about Insta. We have it up on Instagram. I don't think the sound's coming through, but sorry about that, guys. Too bad. Switch over to Facebook. Switch to Facebook! They probably can't. Epic shouts to super fan Mike McHenry. I don't know how people, like, I was basically quarantined since December with the baby. Like,
That's true.
You know, so I was kind of used to it. And plus, there's nothing like having a newborn to keep you busy without having to, the world could have been on fire outside, and some of it was, and it really didn't faze me, because I was like, I got to stay inside and just keep changing poopy diapers and make sure my wife is happy, and like, that's my number one priority right now. So I was busy. I don't know what somebody would do at home if they were like just sitting there. I know Epic Shouts Mike Merrill, you know, he was sitting there. I mean, he was probably getting laid the whole time some way. But he also got a dog, so he was like, I'm sure some people, I know some people did that, where they were just like adopting, you know.
I got very close to getting a pet.
I would be so, like, I would hope that you would take care of the pet. If you got a dog, I would hope that, like, you would not just, like, you'd take care of it, right? You would be nice to it.
Well, so I know that I won't. And so I thought immediately, like, get over your issue with cats and just get a cat. Like, get something that you can like be entertained by while you're stuck in this house.
You're like the embodiment. Like you are a cat person. I think that it would behoove you to get a dog, but you're more befitting of a cat.
Yeah,
you know.
What is it, a diss? I guess.
It's just, you know, it's
a negative.
Just,
that's a compliment.
I've been
of
both.
My personality.
I've had a cat. Yeah. I was a cat person. I have a dog. I you know, dogs are way, like, once you go from a cat to a dog, it's like, wow, my cat was like a bitch. Like, she just wasn't really.
Cat was the worst living creature I've ever met.
She was like, I was like, oh, she's nice to me. But then once you have a dog, you're like, wow, she really wasn't that nice to
no,
me.
No, she
you
wasn't.
Know?
It's rest like, in peace.
It's like all of the horrible, it reminds me of all the horrible relationships I've had with women. And then I met my wife and I'm like, oh, I don't have to be in a dysfunctional relationship. Like, this is, like, people can be nice to you and it's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of where I am with all of that now. So.
And your cat did pass away.
R.I.P. Pappy.
Yeah.
Buried outside. It was so emotional. That's why it's like really messes with you too, because then you like you get another cat, or I mean you get another pet, like you get a dog. Like I look at my dog and I'm like, I guess I'll be super old by the time like the dog croaks, hopefully, God willing. But it's like super, it's just this emotional, it's just really emotional, man. Yeah. You don't really think about it until you go through it. And like the cat did not go out quietly into the night. It wasn't like
gross.
We woke up and it was like sleeping. It was like having a seizure when we woke up and I had to like take it to the fucking vet and like bring it.
Just
and
shoot
just
it
like,
in
ah.
the head. Oh my God.
Probably would have, you know, would have been
nicer. Take a
shovel
and just bang it on the head.
Oh my
go
God.
Go back to bed.
Oh my God. I mean, maybe, but you still got to like, I don't know, you still got to deal with it. Anyway, it was very emotional. I'm glad my wife was there.
to handle if I help you handle it.
Well, it's just like you see in the movies where people are like, you know, they're dealing with this traumatic thing and they're like, they don't know what to say. They're like babbling and it's like, oh, how could you handle it like that? But when you're in the situation, like I go up to like the vet, to the nurse, and I'm like, I couldn't even talk. And they're like, okay, we'll take your dying cat. And then they like put it on the, I'm going to like tear up. They put it on the table and then you got to say goodbye. And then they just fucking, you know, they shoot it up with some stuff and then it's just like, just out, you know. But R.I.P. Pappy, she's buried right outside our door. I think about her every day.
Ugh, that's such a gross story.
So that's what you have to look forward to, you know. 10 to 20
listen,
years.
My cat's gonna run away. I'm sure.
Probably. I'd be like, this guy's an ass.
Yeah, you're better off in the wild. Yeah. Like, just go.
Yeah, but you really gotta pay attention. If I learned anything from the experience, if you're going to get a cat, either get an old cat that just doesn't give a shit and you could see how it is and it's like, look, this is me, and then you know what you're dealing with. Or if you're looking at kittens, look for, like, how you pick a kitten is like, do you want a playful one? Look at the one that's playing. Do you want one that's just sitting there not bothering anybody? Get that one. But you can't, like, train the cat to be a certain way. It is what it is. So
I want a quiet, like, get in the corner.
Get an old cat, and then when it dies, it'll just, you know, it might not last as long, but at least you know what you're getting, you know? You don't have to drug it or anything like that.
I might do it for fun.
I mean, you could. I think, you know.
Cat abuse talk.
I remember in college, my roommates used to, like, everyone hated Pappy, like, across the board, so you're not original in this, you know, attitude, but, like, everybody didn't like her, so what my college roommates used to do is, like, they'd try to get her high, and, like, she fucking hated it, you know? She would just not, she was
hated
not about
everything,
it.
Though.
Yeah, I know, so you just leave her, I told everybody, just leave her alone, and she won't bother you, But, you know, people...
I mean, I think people end up with the pets that are like them, and to me, that was a perfect pairing for you. To be with, like, this, like, old curmudgeon, like, don't bother me, I'm set in my ways, I'm going to do what I want to do, otherwise I'll bite you sort of cat.
And now we have Nugget, who's kind of an amalgam, I guess, of me and Lauren.
Yeah.
And now we have Gus there, so it's the same exact thing.
So what's, like, life as a dad? What's changed for you? No more strippers?
No more, because of the pandemic, but, you know,
right.
It's like super, you know, it's all I could say to the single, to the bachelors, to the people that are in relationships is like, you have no idea. And I'm not trying to be, I remember people telling me this before I had a kid and being like, you know, you just sound like a dick. And maybe I sound like a dick, but you really have no idea, first of all. Second of all, cherish every wasted, stupid moment you have of sitting at home and having nothing to do. Cherish those moments. Cherish every moment you go out with your friends and, you know, just get a little tipsy and give everyone you know a hug. Because it is completely, I mean, obviously life-altering. It is ultimately rewarding in a way that I can't really explain. Epic shouts to Jody and the dentist again. They were asking me about having a kid because I can't explain really. I don't want to go into any cliched BS, but, like, you can't. It's rewarding, but it's a lot of work, and it's really hard to understand or explain. The other day I was driving home and I was like, I couldn't wait to get home. I was just like, I was thinking about Gus and I was like, man, this is going to be cool when I get home, because he's like really emoting now. He's crawling. He's almost got it down to all four appendages, but right now he's kind of doing this pirate walk where he like crawls with his hands and then one leg is kind of like a knee and then the other one kind of pushes. But he like crawled across the room to get to me and he was just like, eh, he wanted me to pick him up, you know? And he like, you know, during the beginning of the pandemic, he like, you know, I started like going back to work, doing my thing. He was just kind of there. He didn't sit up. He was just like crying and shitting. And like, that's, you know, kind of mostly what he did.
Yeah.
Then he started like laughing. And that's like a game changer. And then, you know, I'm home all the time. He like reached out for me. Like he wasn't just like, oh, I don't need the boob. I want to deal with this other boob over here. And he was like reaching out to me and like being able to spend all that time with him was like incredible. And now he's like laughing and stuff. His teeth are coming in. He's looking more like a humanoid. So like, you know, it's like, it's just wild, man. It's just wild. And if it wasn't for my wife who, you know, gets the ultimate epic shouts ever, you know, I wouldn't have gone through and experienced all this. I don't think, because she puts up with me, which is like, how much patience could you imagine you need to deal with me on like a 24/7 basis? And then the amount of, you know, love and patience she has with the kid, it's just like, you know, he's pretty demanding. He's a baby.
Now, you know? When did you actually have, what's Gus's birthday?
December 6th.
So you had Gus last year in December.
Yeah.
And your friends all came to see Gus?
At some point. Think so, yeah. You were all there, right? You didn't see him, did you?
I see Gus?
Yeah, when did you meet him? It's all a blur. You didn't see him till like a while later, right?
About 4 weeks ago.
I thought so. I was like trying to think back. It's all a blur. What was your deal, man? You didn't want to come.
4 weeks ago, I saw you, Lauren and Gus at where did we went? We ended up going hiking as a.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, my brain is fried. Yes, we went. We went to the Shark River Park.
Yeah.
And that's where you met Gus. You didn't seem very impressed.
I mean, it was a baby.
Yeah.
I actually didn't.
He's cute, though. He's really a cute kid.
It's not like I came to see Gus. It's more like Gus showed up at a place where I was. And I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah. He's personable, though.
No, it was great. It was nice. I was coming from a long night, but it was, we met up in the morning. It was a hot one, and we went hiking. Which is what I've done a lot of during COVID, just taking long walks, bike rides, going, you know, trying to see the world and with without people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was nice to meet Gus for the first time.
Yeah, he's just hilarious. He's got a little personality, and it's like, how could you have a personality without like, you know, knowing what's really going on?
Yeah.
But he does. He has his personality, so like. It's funny too because you find the time now. Like I was not a morning person, and now you just have, you know, I'm up in the morning whether I like it or not. So like comparing that to just being, you know, without a kid, it's like, man, I had so much time that I was just like dicking around.
Yeah,
just truly dicking around. Like not, you know, now I have to focus on, is it work? Is it podcast? Is it baby? Is it wife? You know, where can I fill in, you know, fill in the rest? You know, I got in a couple games of got a couple games of Magic the Gathering in with the bros, with Ralph and with Whoopi. And that was fun. We did it outside. So mm-hmm. It was like a little bit more, you know, safe, I guess, quote unquote, whatever. epic shouts. Mike McHenry's laughing at us. So, you know, speaking of which, we have a not so top secret party plan this Sunday.
This is our so for people who don't know me anymore or newish to the show, we are in a group of friends, you and I, and we talk about our group often. So it's
often.
Me and
the news
you
team.
And Lauren, your wife, my roommate Brian, who's also called Wooby,
epic shots.
And then. You know, Mike McHenry
mm-hmm.
and his wife Heather.
Yeah,
and then I think I've
there's the young Steve Mitchell. There's
you there's
know,
Ralph.
Yeah, there's Ralph.
So
everyone knows Ralph,
and that's about it. So we call it the news team. About eight of us or so at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of do everything together or in some sort of mini groups of
usually,
each other. Yeah.
Usually.
So this is like the highlight of the year for the news team because we have three birthdays.
Mm.
Back to back to back. So mine was on Monday, just four days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I turned 36. Yours is 8 days after mine.
Yeah.
Or 7 days after mine, right? 1 week, full week after mine. And you will be on this Monday, the big
4-0.
That's crazy.
It is really
crazy. That is so crazy.
When I think back 10 years ago when I turned 30, I was like, my life is over. I haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah.
And here I am, 40. I'm like, my life's okay. I've accomplished some things. You know, I think I was being a little dramatic 10 years ago.
Well, I met you now 9 years ago, and I thought you were old then.
That's fucked up, man. That's really messed up. Could you believe when you think about, like, horoscopes that, like, me, Virgo season, it's me, you, and Mike are all,
and Mike.
Like, we get all get along, but I wouldn't consider... I mean, are we me, you, and Mike, are we very similar, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're all very aware people. Like, we don't miss a beat. Like, we're seeing everything that's going on.
Yes. Hypervigilance.
Yeah, but we just don't seem to care too much about what's going on. we handle it differently. Mike's completely funny, so everything, he can, like, twist what's going on or make it, like, bring the humor out of situations. I'm just, like, always slightly negative about everything.
Yes.
And I think you are, too. I think you and I, being that we are, too.
I'm not negative. I'm realistic. There's a difference.
Okay.
There's a very big difference. Very huge difference.
Sure.
But I don't think that we're, like, you know, I don't know. It's a very interesting us three. So yeah, we're getting together, and I'm like, I have some of the information. I don't have all the information.
I have all the information.
But I don't know if people are nervous about getting together. I know that some people. First of all, we're getting together. It's outside.
It's outside.
I mean, if people, I don't know if people are going to wear, you know, masks. I think
I'm sure there will be some people in masks.
I know that there's some people that are bringing, they're bringing food. They're like, we're going to bring food for you guys to eat. Then we're bringing our own separate food.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. There's certain people I haven't talked to. I don't know if everybody is just doing this because they feel obligated, or if they want to hang out, or, you know, whatever. We didn't invite a large swath of people that we wanted to invite, because we're just like, we don't want people to be uncomfortable. This is so, like, I understand safety. Everyone wants to be safe. Hand sanitizer, masks, I get it.
Yeah.
But all of it seems kind of also, because I'm just an old fogey, it seems kind of stupid. Like, I understand it's important and necessary, but at the same time, I'm like, I just want to hang out with people, man.
Yeah,
you know. But I want people to be comfortable too.
I was telling Brian this last week. I think I'm probably the closest to a conservative viewpoint on this whole COVID situation, in which I feel like is my body. I will wear a mask, and I believe everybody should wear a mask. It's a smart thing to do. It is the only thing that we can do
in public,
right? Other than that, I'm not doing any of that other stuff, and I don't want to even hear about it. I'm not hiding away anymore.
Yeah, I think,
you know. I'm not staying in my house. I'm going to go out. The gyms are opening up finally on Tuesday. I've lost 25 pounds since the last time I did the show. I will be on the gym on Tuesday with my mask on. Yeah. I'm not going to.
That was 25 pounds of, like, muscle.
Yeah.
That wasn't like he was fat and he, like, oh, look at me, I did good. That I'm depressed and I can't work out. Yeah,
that's like I can't do anything for a few months and it all just melted away. It's been horrible. So, yeah, listen, I will be there and I have surprises. I'm going to share my surprises. If people want to partake in my goodies, you are always more than welcome.
Oh, I love your goodies.
Get on my goodies.
I am down.
And if you don't want my goodies, I understand that too. You have to do what makes you comfortable, and you have to live your life.
Lauren was like, she's like, what kind of goodies do you want? Do you want these goodies? Do you want what are you going to do? And I was like, am I allowed to have goodies? Is goodies a thing? So, you know, I'm down for whatever. I'm going to keep it pretty. Well, I guess we'll see how it goes. We're not going to.
I mean, it is a Sunday, but Mondays. That changes everything.
It's every year.
That changes everything to me. I was just complaining. I think I just texted Lauren a couple days ago. I'm like, it's a Sunday. I was like, if it's a Sunday, I'm leaving early.
she is freaking out right now. Yeah, she's having a meltdown. She has private conversations with you.
Yeah.
And then she texts the group. She's like, I don't know.
Well, because me and her, we talk about what to say to the group. And I tell her, okay, this is what you should say. And then I was like, word it however you want to. And then like 20 minutes later, a text comes to the group. And I'm like, okay, good.
She's so grateful for that because she wants everyone to be comfortable. I'm like, all I keep telling her, and I don't know if this is helpful or not, I'm like, just cancel it. She's like, I'm like, just cancel it.
That's what I would say. Like, that's why I think we're similar. That's what we have very similar personalities. Like, I'm like, look, if it's all that stress.
Yeah, do it or don't do it. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I appreciate it. Yes. I think it's great because I wouldn't do anything. Like, all I want to do, you know, all I want to do on my birthday is just have a couple minutes to myself. That's all I want.
Yeah.
You know? Other than that, I wasn't really thinking about it. But I guess it's a big deal. I'm like, I'm pretty I'm like old now.
Listen, there's one more birthday just the next day after yours. And that's Mr. Mike McHenry.
Yeah.
And he will be turning, I believe, 50.
Yeah, we're exactly 10 years apart.
That's crazy. Well,
he doesn't look like he doesn't look 50.
No.
He doesn't act 50.
No, he looks 56.
Epic shout out to Superfan Mike, who I believe, you know, one of my favorite episodes during the whole pandemic was the trivia show, which I owe everybody some t-shirts from, and I'm getting that. Angelo did get his gift certificate to Trauma's Trotteria, which I'm happy about. But that was an epic event, and I'm trying to figure out another way of doing something like that because I don't know, it was hilarious. It really, the funny thing is with all that was going on, I started doing the late night ones, and like I had this whole liquor cabinet of booze that I never would touch because I'm not, you know, I'm not that kind of a drinker. I'm a social drinker, and we, you know, didn't have people over, whatever. And I had this bottle of like pineapple vodka, which was like yours from like probably when we had the housewarming. Like
I was
gonna
say, that sounds like something I would bring, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, well, I was drinking it. It was delicious.
Oh, I bet.
I even had pineapple juice to be like, and then like all of it was vodka. So like during that was like the like I said, the trivia thing was my favorite. And then I was doing these late night shows, and people were really receptive. They had time to do it, yada yada yada. I started to notice. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I don't need to be, you know, drinking so much. Right. So, you know, obviously I think everyone went through these highs and lows, these like, I'm going to buy a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to drink or do whatever. And then you kind of, well, you either come back from it or you don't. And I definitely was like, okay, I can't, you know, do this because I have to get back to work. I have to get back to a routine. But I really realized that the curve was kind of flattening out when I'd be like, oh, hey, do you want to do a late night podcast? And people would not respond because they were busy.
Because life, you know, was starting to come back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the late night definitely has to happen. I would imagine it would happen like here, if anywhere. We got to get Ming to, it's Virgo season, so I'm sure if me and you were in here, we could straighten this place up a little bit. It's getting a little, getting a little disorderly.
I think that is the hallmark, the staple of a Virgo is to be able to kind of straighten something up. It's not too bad though.
It's not too bad, but yeah. I think we could, you know, I basically want to take over one of these rooms and turn it into a late night talk show. So if that's the case, we got to like straighten a couple of these things. You know, a couple of these errand things. And epic shouts to everyone that uses a Shared Universe podcast studio. I really, you know, I can't support Ming and Mike Zapsik enough with everything they've done here. But I will have you know that there's a lot of sunglasses around here, and I'm pretty much going to start taking. Like, when I see stuff that's just laying around in the Lost and Found box, I'm just going to start taking it.
Just take the whole Lost and Found box.
I'm probably going to do that because I need some sunglasses, basically, is what I'm saying.
But yeah, I'm super proud that they were able to. I mean, this was a rough last 6 months.
It was really messed up, man.
Yeah, and there and with the last time I was here at the at this studio doing this thing, I was in a smaller studio on the third floor.
Yeah.
And over the last 6 months, I come here. We have this huge floor,
yeah,
like this side of this floor, this great studio. It's
the
huge.
The rooms are a lot bigger.
Yeah, so good things have been happening over the past 6 months to me.
You gotta,
and he deserves
like,
it all.
Oh, yeah. And you gotta be able to, if there's anyone that's, you know, rolls with the punches, it's definitely Ming. And he's been helping out, especially with the happy hour shows, which have been, you know, we did Watermark, we did Long Branch Distillery. We did Chubby Pickle in Highlands, like epic shouts to everybody that was involved with that. Those were great ones. And he was there all along the way helping us out. Oceanport Paddle Club. Who knew that I could be a little outdoorsy? Did you ever go on a paddleboard?
Nope.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. It
you
was
did a
great.
Show live from a paddleboard on some body of water?
Yeah. Yeah, Oceanport. Down at the marina, they had these paddleboards. And you just kind of stand up paddleboard. You just stand up on a, it's like a giant floating coffee table, and you just kind of paddle out into the water. And who knew standing could be so much fun? It was like, you know, athletic or healthy to do. I was outside. I was like, man, I haven't been doing jack ever since, you know, all this is going on and the baby. I haven't been doing anything.
Yeah.
So we went and did that. Epic shouts to Chris over at OPC. That was a lot of fun. We'll be doing another event there, which you're obviously invited to if you want to go outside.
Thank you. How nice of you.
Yeah. At least I could do. But that was a lot of fun. That was crazy. I can't, like, when do you think, okay, so when do you think, and everyone's asking this, and what else is there to talk about, but the world has completely changed, but like, when do you think it kind of goes back to some semblance of normalcy?
I think it goes back to, you know, feeling like it did before March of 2020, when there's some sort of you know, pill like, that you can take or injection
kind of
that you
test
can,
or something.
Yeah, that you know, something that you can take to prevent getting COVID, whatever that looks like and whenever that is. Because I feel like even though people throw on a mask and, you know, things are starting to open, there's still a huge percentage of people who are not comfortable participating in all that is going on.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely true. What I find interesting is that if you look into it, and, you know, of course, I've gone down some crazy rabbit holes, and talking to my older brother has definitely led me down some of those crazy, you know, venues. But what he kind of pointed out to me, what I find interesting, is that people recommend certain vitamins, a health regimen, making sure that you're a healthy person, that your immune system's healthy. And you don't really hear that a lot. You hear people say wear a mask or stay socially distant. But you don't hear a lot of people, public officials, public speaking people being like, you know, you should be healthy. You should drink water and you should be taking vitamin D and zinc and all these things.
I mean, but you should be doing that anyway.
Yeah, but those are the things that are going to, like, prevent, like, those are the things that are going to prevent, you know, those are the things that are going to prevent you from catching, you know, not only the mask.
I mean, listen, I don't necessarily agree with that. I feel like a virus is a virus, right? Mm. And we're talking about a virus, right?
Yeah.
Or we're talking, so, see, exactly, right? So here we go. So at this point of the show, we don't know what we're talking about. But listen.
Nobody knows what they're talking about.
If we're talking about a virus, I don't care how healthy or non-healthy you are, if the virus goes up your nose, you got the virus.
No, that's not true. If you have a healthy immune system and the virus goes up your nose, you could fight it off and
okay,
you're not going to get sick.
You may not get as sick.
No, you will not get sick.
That's, you know, but yeah. There's people who had, like, I could have had it and didn't show any symptoms because I was in a healthy state.
Well, you weren't that healthy.
But I still
if you had your immune system, if your immune system was like, jacked and you were like super healthy, you would not get sick no matter what was thrown in your face. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if that's true either, but I'm pretty sure it would definitely. I'm pretty sure that it's true. I could be wrong.
Is that your stance with all viruses?
I guess that really, really kind of leads you to...
Because there's a place I could go.
there's a couple of viruses I could throw your way.
You might have got me there.
I don't know enough about viruses, I guess. I'm not a virologist. And that's the other thing. Man, it's so exhausting talking to... I hear people, whether, like, I know them, don't know them, I'm in public, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's a frigging expert now. And I'm so sick of hearing people, you know. I know we're on a podcast talking about all this stuff, but our main point is that we don't know shit.
Yeah, we don't know.
But I mean, I'm hearing people like, oh man, like I'm hearing people talk about so many different things, or I'm just like, I don't know. I went through this whole, yeah, I'm sure everyone did, but I was like going down these rabbit hole conspiracy theories, and I've come full circle on everything. I've come to the other end of just being like, facts are facts, bullshit's bullshit. I don't know what I'm talking about. Most people don't know what they're talking about. And I think that everyone needs to enter into a conversation with those things in mind, being like, I actually don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about everything that's happening in the world of 2020. It's almost like not only that do I not really know, do we really know? Like, even if we think we know, do we really know? Like, not only that, I don't care about your opinion on it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather talk about like stuff that I'd rather talk about anything else, honestly, than, you know, if you have something negative to say. All of these things are coming up all at once too. It's like somehow the virus has become politicized, which is stupid. People should be able to talk to each other civilly and not insult. Once you start insulting people, I don't care what side you're on politically. If you want to talk about what you believe in, that's fine. But once you start like talking about people like their physical appearance or, you know, what, you know, their intelligence level, and you start like throwing names and insults, like I don't want to hear it on either side. I just don't want to hear it, you know? You know, all this stuff, you know, there's that. Then there's the whole, you know, cancel culture thing, which is just interesting to me because, you know, I'm probably inappropriate, you know, I don't know, half the time that I'm around people. I don't think I'm a bad person. I think that you got to like look at people and forgive them or realize people make mistakes. Thank God. Like, you know, I am this old now. I'm so glad that all this social media bullshit wasn't as prevalent as it was, as it, you know, in 20 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Right. Yeah. If there was like video of me, I was a complete a-hole.
I'm just happy the conversations I had on AOL chat aren't still around.
They're going to be like, actually we found a way to find them and we've
or AIM, all the things I was talking to people on AIM in 2000, you know, 1998.
Oh,
oh
man.
God. Oof.
It was bad.
I remember trying to scan pics in with a scanner to try to get it on. I remember.
Oh, my God. he's like, I don't want to talk about it, but let's talk
I
about
mean,
it.
Maybe I was or maybe I wasn't, but I might have been one of the first person to plop up some nudes on.
Some
on,
dick pic?
Yeah, because you plopped it on the scanner.
It's like a little line. Yeah,
it's like an outline. And you loaded it into
a couple short and curly. It was like, turkey neck. Oh, we're almost there. It keeps going.
1998.
It keeps going. Yeah. When's it going to stop? Where's the bell end?
Exactly. I was a creeper for my whole life.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what, like, though, and, like, with all this stuff, too, it's like I missed out. I think I've talked about this before. Like, I missed out on the whole Tinder sex dating stuff.
Yeah, that's
have you been doing any dating apps?
I've been doing the dating
have
apps.
Have you been wearing a mask?
And like, I haven't done any dating. I just, you know, go on the dating apps to see what's all going on. And it's just a bunch of people. I mean, yeah, most people don't want to do anything. Most people aren't. Yeah, they're like, you know, it's COVID. We're, you know, just let's do some FaceTime. And unfortunately, my phone broke and I don't have a front facing camera, so I can't do anything. But listen,
you're doing like the sexy stuff?
No, I don't. I'm not. You know, I feel like I'm too old to do all that stuff now.
I'm so glad I skipped that because I couldn't. Like, you're sitting.
Yeah, you got to get the angles and suck the belly in. And, like, you know, make sure everything's trimmed before. I'm like, who has time? I'm just trying to get off. So I'm not a big fan of social media anymore. I was huge on Twitter, but I'm realizing with all that's happening, it's like people are. It's the negativity and the everyone's arguing is just so constant, like microdosing negativity.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the end of the day, you know, you wake up all nice and by the end of the day, you just keep looking at Twitter, keep looking at Instagram, keep looking at Facebook. I'm like stressed out. I'm like aggravated.
I've exhausted. Yeah. I've went down the rabbit hole and then I popped back out. I started going on TikTok and then I popped out of that. Oh, man, there's you know, it's just too much. There's a lot of like older people out there that are just consuming the news, and the news is just all this like fear-based bullshit.
Yeah.
I came full circle, and what I started doing was I started doing like more audiobooks, and then I started just doing more historical stuff.
Interesting.
I started going into what can we historically look at that's actually proven to be true.
Yeah.
Because it's way easier to go look back at something and be like, oh, this is what actually happened, than to figure out what the hell's going on right now. And like, you know, the Spanish flu of 1918 or whatever, like people were wearing masks back then. People were wearing masks and no one like flipped out about it.
Yeah.
So like you got to look at that stuff. Then all these conspiracy theories, I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to look at these conspiracy theories that are going on now. Let's look at fact-based stuff. So I started looking historically, and there's a lot of crazy shit that went on that is proven to be, you know, going on. I don't want to, you know, get into all that, but like that really opened my eyes up to the idea of like all of this stuff is set up for whatever reason to distract you, and all I want to do now is like get that money, take care of my family,
yep,
have some fun, like whatever you believe is what you believe. You know, I'm so, you know, I get so nervous going to parties, going to gatherings, or talking to people, and like I have this like anxiety of like that like politics are gonna come up,
yeah,
you know, because
or any of the things that will lead to politics.
Oh yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
All the stuff, all the protesting and the rioting and, like, you know, it was really eye-opening. It's so funny. Like, epic shouts again to Simmons and Moore. Like, Bobby Moore was talking about this story, and it never entered into my mind, really. He was talking about how when he gets into a car to go somewhere, mm-hmm, he has to consider if he's going to go ride with his friend or ride by himself, because if he rides by himself and he goes to a party, there's a chance that he's just going to get pulled over,
yeah,
for being black.
Yeah.
And I was like, my ignorant ass never really thought about that before. Like,
I mean, and I think like a lot of people are talking about or trying to, you know, talk about like a lot of what's happening may not affect you and you've never even thought about it, so it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's things that for other people, it's just their normal way of life.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I'm trying to think about what's next for me. Where do I live next? Mm-hmm. Right? I can't stay in Asbury Park in Monroe Towers forever. Oh, God, I just said where I live. Everyone's going to come for a stop. Right? So,
luckily, it's heavily secured. Right, yeah. They have shooters on the roof.
Right.
Jesus.
But when I'm thinking about where do I want to go, well, there's so many great places I would like to go. And I'm like, well, I can't go there. I can't be a single black man living there. I can't go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just by myself, I'm going to have just little issues here and there that I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
So
and that's what people don't like. You know, ignore the hair, ignore the fact that I like fish. Like, I'm not some kind of, you know, stereotypical hippie liberal, but I think there's a lot of people that don't understand when you say like white privilege, people get like their back up against the wall and they're like, oh, and I'm like, well, there's certain things that I don't have to deal with. Like, if I get in a car and I'm driving, I don't have to think about like what Bobby had to think about when he's getting into a car or where I live, you know, unless like when I was living in Albuquerque and like, you know, I was like, you know, the minority in some respects, not in any that really, you know, matter, but like, you know, you don't have to think about certain things when you're in an environment where no one's going to bother you because of, right. of, you know, especially the people, you know, that are in power or whatever. So it was eye opening to me. Not that I, you know, not that I could do a goddamn thing about.
You know, I always say, you know, when I was probably 23 years old, I was with my friends. We went to one of my other friends was the only bartender in one of these like dive bars. It was in Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in, and the patrons got up and came over and said, "We think you need to leave." The bartender jumped up and said, "You know, he's not gonna. You know, he doesn't need to leave, and I'm the bartender, and you leave." And everyone in the bar got up and left except me and my friend. The bar cleared out.
Really?
Yep. And this was probably 2008, 6, 7, 8 in New Jersey, in Central Jersey.
Yeah.
So yeah, every time I go, we just went to a ski trip in February. The news team, and then you didn't go, but the rest of the news team was there. And there was a bar when we first got there, and I was like, I can't. Like ever since then, if there's a bar that doesn't look like.
If it's not a mixed crowd,
I'm like, I'm definitely not going in there.
That's crazy. Yeah,
especially if I'm not with a group of people who can, like, if it's just me and one of those scrawny little person, I'm definitely not going in there. So, yeah, it's things you have to think about. And, like, yeah, so if I can't live in that town, if there's, you know, can't hang out at the local places without, you know, people watching and following you, which happens all the time.
It's insane. And I think people get, like, I think white people get really, like, they get kind of defensive when they think you're, when you talk about stuff like this and they think that you're accusing them of being racist, when it's like, no, what that means is you have this privilege that you're not aware of, whether it be a job, whether it be walking into a certain place.
Well, I think privilege is taken as a negative word, and like that's the problem. It's like a lot of things that people come up with as these like sort of new slogans or terms, they come across a little bit offensive anyway. And so I think people are not receptive to trying to understand what it is that you're talking about because it already sounds like you're putting them down.
Yeah.
I think the term white privilege was not the right term that should be used.
Yeah.
And something that just more so means like not really you haven't had to deal with. And I guess –
Yeah.
There's got to be a better word than privilege. And at this point, it's been coined, right? Everyone's saying it. But I just wish we could have been a different word that would say, you know, listen, I'm glad I didn't have to deal with some things. As men, we don't have to deal with having a baby. We don't know what that process is like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there's many things that we don't have to deal with in life. And we sometimes say, don't tend to think about the people who do have to deal with those things. And that's all.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's like, I think the media loves to polarize people, loves to separate people, and, you know, wants to present it in a certain way. And what I've noticed is, you know, you pick your side and you're listening to that source, whether it be through like social media or the radio or whatever, and then that's just in your friggin' head. Like that's just constantly going through your head. And I don't think what we're talking about doesn't mean that you're against other people. It just means that you're afforded certain privileges, especially in this area. I could go over, you know, a couple different stories that, like, you know, it benefited me that other people don't, you know, that, you know, maybe, like, obviously if I go into Clark, I go into a bar.
You're fine.
You know, people might call me a couple names, but, like, they're not going to call me a couple other names, you know? They're not going to be like, if you don't leave, we're all leaving.
Yeah,
you know, right. They're going to be like, leave this little, you know, fruitcake alone. We're going to have our freaking Bud Lights, you know? But it gets to this point where it's like, man, like, You gotta at least look at it that way.
Listen, there's privilege of all kinds. There's male privilege. There's rich privilege.
Yeah.
You know, there's upper middle class privilege.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, so there's so many different privileges, and that might be the one that everyone's talking about now. But it's a bigger picture of just not caring about other people and what other people's lives are like and what they deal with and in your own community. And so that's the thing that is really the problem, is that we don't even care. Like, nope, everybody's so busy trying to make their money and sticking to themselves, and they're just their friends. And I get it, especially during COVID. Like, now we're forced to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's things that we have been granted as Americans. And I think sometimes we need to go back to caring about our communities as a whole, everybody in them.
Yeah.
We're all here. No one's going anywhere. So let's start trying to get along and figure out ways. And I think that would solve so many problems. But anyway. I will get hippy dippy because you know how I am.
Well, just like along those lines before we like wrap up that whole discussion is like, I got into some, first of all, I don't even get into this on Facebook. I see people that I love make these comments and I'm like, or post these things and I'm like, I'm not even going to touch that one. Next. Yeah. I've unfollowed so many people that all I follow on Facebook are these random people I know. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I was getting into this discussion with somebody from this band that I like. This is, you know, a while back. And I brought up the point. I'm like, so if my grandmother is saying believes certain things, then I shouldn't like spend time with my grandmother during Thanksgiving. They're like, yeah, fuck her, blah blah. I'm like, I don't like, it's my grandmother, bro. Like,
right. We
got to be able to like live and let live, like, and be like, okay, you know, those are things that I don't believe in, but I still gotta like communicate with certain people on some levels, especially, you know, my grandmother who's lived through some crazy things, you know, especially up until now.
Right.
But I mean, you know, whatever. As long as I can get along with a majority of people that are out there, I think I can. I have been so far.
I just think, yeah, I mean, you can't shut everybody out just because they may disagree with you.
Yeah.
You know, I just, as long as when I'm out, I can get along with everybody. I can have a great time. And then if things start getting a little off, I'm not afraid to say, you know what, why don't we change the subject?
Or if you're not willing to, then I'm just willing to back out of the room.
Have you seen me? I could backslide. Have you seen that dance? You know what I'm saying? I can make comedy of it, but I'm going to excuse myself. This is just, move on.
I don't know what it used to be like when like people used to vote for people, but when I've become disillusioned from day one. The first time I got to vote was during the whole hanging Chad thing. I brought this up to Lauren. She's like, "What's a hanging Chad?" I'm like, "Oh man, you don't even know." Like the whole, I think it was George W. and Gore. I think that's the first time I got to vote, and I was just like, "What? The guy I liked didn't win? Like, what's gonna happen?" Mm-hmm. Like, it was so like crazy. But like ever since then, I'm like, oh, everything seems kind of like, you know, whatever, BS. Yeah. But even back then, it's like
it is.
You can vote for whoever you like and whoever wins wins. But that does that really mean that we have to like hate each other?
Yeah,
because there's a lot and people don't realize this. There's a lot of groups. There's a lot of people that, you know, that vote for the people you don't like and you don't know it because they're not telling you because they don't want to know, but you hear about it when you're in certain situations.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all like, oh, this group all votes for this person. Like that's not what happens.
Yeah.
And people vote for all kinds of different reasons. But
yeah.
I'm thinking about doing some kind of a live election special with the podcast.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
But I don't know if that's too political for people. Because I think it's all kind of, you know, it's all BS anyway. Like, I could talk about whatever, whenever, to whoever. I don't know if people will just, you know.
I think you're talking about on election day?
Oh, yeah. Like, doing the whole thing. Doing the whole, like, CNN, Fox
people
bullshit.
Are going to start, as results come in, either way, and it starts to become clear that there's a winner. One way or the other, people are going to either be so upset or so happy on both sides.
I think they're
going
to be upset.
That you're going to lose half the people that listen to the show.
Maybe. But the whole time I'm going to be like, listen, I think this is all what it is. Everything's kind of going to keep happening the way it's happening. Yeah, I think smaller local elections are more important than larger elections. That's just me. But we've survived this long. If you know, I've been going back through history and looking at things as opposed to looking at kooky conspiracy theories. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah. Obviously, everything is going to a more, whether you realize it or not, things are going to a more open-minded or, liberal kind of way compared to, if you look at, like, the 90s,
yeah.
If you look at, like what a concept, like, don't ask, don't tell was, like, yeah. a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. But that was a thing. If that was around now, people would be, like, their heads would explode. But, mm-hmm. like, everything's kind of progressing, whatever. You know, maybe we take two steps back, one step forward, and it's slowly going over time. Anyway, I think I've probably said too much. We've lost all of our likes on Facebook because people are
unliked.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm not listening to this.
No, anymore. Yeah, listen. People are learning to be themselves
yeah.
and starting to say, screw you. I don't care what you think about it. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And if that, I mean, that and that is the progress I think that you're talking about. And people are having to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide whatever it is that I like to be.
Yeah.
You know, I have three penises and now I'm going to just share them with the world. Like, whatever it is about Perfect. People, they're just starting to say, listen, I got only a limited amount of years on this earth and I'm not going to spend them worried about what you think about
yeah,
my
or yelling
three
at people. You yeah. see people like yelling about, like, they're in a public place and or they want to go into Walmart and they don't want to wear a mask and everyone has a mask on and then they're all fighting. It's just like, dude, like, it's just kind of what you were saying before about, like, just respect for other people. Yeah. Like, you know, this is what people have done in the past. This is what we have to do now.
I could not even the idea that I would spend a moment fighting with you about not wearing a mask walking into a place that I'm at is so funny. Like, I'm very much about people be who you are and do what you got to do. But I'm also protective of my own body. I will avoid you.
Yeah, I will walk away.
Yeah.
I will go to Target.
Yeah, I will turn around and walk down another aisle. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Everyone just wants to fight. It's just everyone's yeah,
people are on edge. Yeah, people are driving around like on edge.
Yeah.
And it's really made me kind of take a step. All right, let them pass you. Just get in the middle lane and just let them go around because people are like, you know.
Yeah.
But I try to enter into these, you know, situations. That's the other thing too, is like I've been interacting with a lot of different businesses, and obviously people keep it all copacetic, but when you start talking to them a little bit, some things sneak out. They talk about politics, they talk about this and that, and it's like everybody's different. You're not gonna, you know, you can't avoid whatever you're trying to avoid. You can't avoid it, whether you go into this store or that store. Yeah. Somewhere you're gonna find it, the owners, the people that work there, blah 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 blah. So I mean, I think that's what Totally Local is all about. Is like, about this is our community. We yeah. all have to get along. We don't have to like each other,
no,
but we have to kind of get along.
You should be respectful of the people who are existing and not purposely trying to, like, they're not physically harming you.
Yeah.
They're not offending you by calling you out and, hey, you're purple or whatever.
Yeah.
Let people live their lives.
Yeah.
And mind your, this is what thing I've been saying for years. This is like my catchphrase. Mind your business. Yes.
People are not doing that.
No. Mind your business. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you came from. If you don't immediately need like help from me, if yeah. you're not physically like in some sort of, I do not care.
Yeah. Just do whatever you're
do
doing.
Do whatever you're doing. Stay over there.
Me and my brother came up with a pretty good rule. We were having a This is years ago. We were having a lot of fun. Let's just leave it at that. But the rules that me and Jimmy came up with are, as long as no one's hurt
yeah.
and no one's in trouble with the law,
right.
everything's fine.
Yes.
That's the rule that, like, if I'm ever getting wild and I think to myself, is anyone hurt? No. Is anyone in trouble with the law? No. All right. Then everything's cool.
Yeah.
Everything's good. And if we're not going down to that road, then everything's
I mean,
cool.
and I could think of a situation where, you know, somebody's, you're at a beach or whatever, and this recently came up, and someone's playing their music loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you can actually, you know, politely and nicely go up to somebody and have a conversation about, you know.
Yeah. Why is this so? Or you could just leave. Or you could just be like, leave. All right, I'm going to go.
Or you can say, okay, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
There's options. There's different options, yeah. you know. And not everything has to be recorded.
Oh my God.
Streamed. I mean, it's funny because we're doing this, but you're voluntarily watching it. It's not like I'm like at some, you know, I watched some video of some guy. He didn't have a mask. He went to a grocery store. He's yelling. His sons are like standing around him like, oh my God. And the sons had to calmly like carry him out of the store Because it's like, dude, why? Why are you, why? Yeah. Like, why do we need to do this? Yeah. Why does this have to happen? But it is definitely, it's some wild times.
Yeah, it's insanity.
I mean, if you think about it, though, it's wild. But when you think about, like, say, like, in the 40s, when there was, like, you know, Hitler, and there was World War II, and there was, like, serious things happening, and there was people, you know, on a large scale, all this stuff. People have faced the insane times in the past where they've been like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess, you know, what's old is new. It's just, you know, regurgitated, rotated, and, you know.
You know, it's just recycling. And
speaking of recycling.
Oh.
Pizza Quest was a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
No, it was mine. What? Okay. Anyway. It
went really well.
Thank you.
Went off without a hitch. I think that Bagel Quest... I think Bagel Quest needs to occur.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we need to, like, have ambassadors work with us to bring together the best bagel shops, you know, so we don't have to do like Dragnet style where you're just going out to every single place. We need people to come in. And during the last podcast, like, people were doing comments. They were, oh, this place, that place, you know, talking bagel this, bagel that. What do you think about Bagel Quest?
As long as I don't have to eat 8,000 bagels and gain 30 pounds of, like, meat and have to go to the hospital again.
I think we could probably, that's what I'm saying. I think we could incorporate, you know, different people to, you know, to bring it up, or to, you know, to help us out with it. I think it's important. You know, when I was coming up with ideas for the theme song, as far as I know, bagels were invented by the Jewish culture, as far as I know.
As far as I know.
Yeah. I'm like, am I allowed to do like a...
No.
Are you sure?
Well, you did it for... I mean, is it almost more offensive to not do it because you did it for Pizza Quest?
Exactly. These are the things that go through my mind.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You cannot pick and choose who you're going to, you know.
Yeah, well... I mean, you can, but it brings up some interesting points. And if I do it respectfully, like, in my opinion, the Pizza Quest theme song was respectful. Other people might have thought it was disrespectful. But I stand by the fact that I got an Italian person to do the voiceover for it.
He's lying. He
I know. I swear.
That sounds just like you pretending to be.
No, I swear. I got an Italian. He's like, you don't want me to do the Mario voice? I'm like, no, just be yourself.
That
he's
sounds like, exactly like the Pizza Quest voice.
Right. Yeah. I'm just a master of voices. What can I say? You know. Anyway, I digress. I still, you know, I'm working on the ideas, working out the kinks as far as like what's going to happen with that. But I think that that's the next logical step, because pizza, you know, what else is around here that we could do where it's like...
Another thing, it's still COVID season where there's not a lot of things open in a way that you can, like, go inside and enjoy them, right? So it's got to be that sort of thing. Because I would love to do Beer Quest.
Beer Quest would be great. Epic shouts to Twin Lights Brewing. You know, I'm always in touch with them. They're over in Ocean now. I was driving, I was going to Weggie's, and I passed by there. They're in like the industrial park around there. They've been like nomads trying to find somewhere to post up, and that's where they posted. I think what we originally talked about with that was like a bus and a travel thing. So we definitely have to wait at least until next spring to do that where everyone feels good about it. I don't know. We need scanners, some kind of like temperature scanners or something. I mean, maybe
we will. Maybe at that point we won't.
Yeah, it'd be great to just be able to go out.
Just go, yeah.
Oh, man. Could you imagine just being able to go, hug people, shake their hand? Fauci was like, people won't shake hands anymore. I'm like, I like shaking a hand. You learn a lot. You look them in the eye and shake their hand.
I never liked shaking hands, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I hug people a lot.
What about the bump? The fist bump?
I'm not that kind of guy. It just looks like I'm trying to be somebody I'm not.
What about the bow? Where you're just like, hello.
Well, I do bow.
Hello. Yeah. Like that?
Real low.
Really low?
I get low.
Okay. All right. Well, that might be where we go, is just to the bow. Mm-hmm. You know, what have you been going? Have you been going out to anywhere? Have you been going out to any kind of?
I have. Yeah. So Asbury Park has a new restaurant out called Asbury's Kitchen or Asbury Kitchen. It's been out for about say 3 or 4 weeks now.
Where's
and
that?
I was able to. It's where the old Fish was and Modine was.
Modine. Oh, that's the dude, the David Blaine. What's that guy's name?
I don't know, but David I know Burke? People are listening. Yes, yes.
And, you gotta get that guy. He's famous.
Yeah, well, I think the time to get him is past because it's only a pop up.
It's only a pop up.
That's what I've been told.
Oh, he's just gonna go away.
I mean, listen, I had a great birthday dinner there. Everybody was fun. The food was great. If you go try the bacon appetizer. You didn't even say happy birthday to me until 2 days later.
I got it in there, though.
All right. It's a great place for drinks, more mm-hmm. so than food. So if you just want to swing by, if you can get a seat, everything's reservations at this point, definitely check them out. I also was able to recently, over the last couple of weeks, check out the... I'm going to just stick to Asbury Park because it's local and I wasn't trying to go too far. But I was able to go to the beer garden in Asbury Park, and they're doing some good things again. Got to have a reservation. It's only an hour and a half everywhere. Like, once an hour and a half comes up, you have to leave.
Yeah.
We had just ordered drinks, and we had to chug them and go. Like, get out. There's people right there ready to take your seat, so you have to go.
It's serious.
But if you're just looking for something, that they do a really good job of keeping everybody separated. They're all wrapped up, even in the heat, with their masks and their gloves, and they're doing it. So.
How are they covering, like, how are restaurants covering their nut when, like, when they have to, like, make their money? If they have these limited, are they just trying to, I guess, get as much money as possible? I don't know how you can, like, do that and survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that they can long term. And hopefully there's some opening of indoor seating restaurants in the near future. I would think in Jersey, they would probably wait until the summer is over so that less crowds at the shores, mm-hmm. less massive crowds coming down and trying to fill in these restaurants, that things start to quiet down a bit in, you know, October. And hopefully they can start opening up again. But, I mean, that's a major hit to so many businesses. Again,
yeah.
My favorite restaurant, Modine, closed down.
They were doing so much in the beginning, too. They were on top of it. We ordered delivery from them. We were so happy because, you know, they were figuring it out ahead of everybody, and they just couldn't cut it. They couldn't cut the mustard, like, past a certain point, which, I mean, I think that people are in for some kind of rude awakening, like, this fall when things get, like, bleak, yeah. dreary, cold, and, like, things aren't popping as they were popping.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's going to be, you know, with so much going on, there will be opportunities for some. There will be problems for others. You know, it's going to be really kind of, I don't know, it's going to be pretty crazy.
It
going
is.
In.
Yeah.
But we will find the best bagel before that happens.
Before they're all gone, we got to.
I mean, hopefully, like, Bagel Quest, not only will we find the best bagel, we will find the bagels that survive.
So is this plain bagel with butter or, like, cream cheese?
I think, unlike a pizza, I think a bagel cuts through all the accoutrement. So, like, you know, I would consider... Man, okay, you're onto something. You're onto something. But, I mean, bagel cream cheese, bagel butter. Do we have to do something like that? Second of all, everything bagel, plain bagel.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Because me, the classic for me is a toasted everything bagel with cream cheese. But I guess that's not for everybody.
So that's kind of where I've been over the last year. I've slowly been moving from a plain bagel to plain with salt and garlic, plain with, like,
yeah,
onions.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm at everything.
Yeah, that's where you go. It's like attaining enlightenment.
It's like growing up. As a kid, you do cinnamon raisin bagels, and by the time you're, you know, adult, you're doing everything.
Yeah.
However, I think, like, a plain bagel is across the board.
Man, that's tough. A plain bagel with butter?
I don't want butter on any of my things. Anyway.
Then it's got to be cream cheese. I mean, a bagel
I mean,
is not...
I eat cream cheese by itself at home at night.
I'm fucking plain bagel. I'm just going to be like, this one's good.
I mean, does it have to be toasted now?
I mean, if it's a good bagel, it doesn't have to be toasted.
And okay, so that basically cuts out 70% of the little bagel shops that we'd be going to anyway.
Well, I mean, I think that these things, I think our listeners have to really kind of chime in and be like, I think that we made some really good points doing Pizza Quest, plain slice, really kind of, that's what it is. Yeah. But with a bagel, it's like, you know, that's like ordering a pizza with no sauce and no cheese. Like, if you order a bagel, it's got to have either, if it were me, I'm going to say it could be anything from everything to plain, and it can have cream cheese or butter, and it could be toasted or not toasted. And I'm willing to go anywhere in between that. And then once it gets down to those brackets where we're like, all right, these are the places, how are we going to do this? How are we going to break this down? You know, because I think if you could make a good plain bagel, you could make a good everything bagel and vice versa. You know, and if it's good with butter, it's good with cream. It's not like the butter's going to make it. You know what I mean?
I don't even know that I know what a good bagel is.
This is a good bagel, and people can talk about this if they want. But a good bagel is kind of, doesn't have to be toasted, but you get a bagel. It's kind of crispy on the outside. It's soft on the inside. It's not hard to eat. You're not going to, like, you know, get a giant jaw muscle from, like, chewing it. You know, it's easy to bite into. Crust, you know, crispy on the outside, warm and delicious on the inside, easy to eat, fluffy. That's to me, you know, and the flavor, there's got to be some kind of flavor in there. Can't be stale, obviously. I mean, that to me is that's the criteria.
All right. Well, I think we got to start with, we got to see where people say this is the best and then start there so that we can say, okay, it's either up or down from that
point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see, there's this place in, I want to say it's in Jamesburg. I don't even know. That might be like Middlesex or some other county. But I haven't been there in a while. That's the best. I think it was called the Bagel Giant. But that was the best bagel I've ever had. And it might not be on the list because it's not in Monmouth or Ocean County. But people have, during the last podcast, people were shouting out, including there's one in Oakhurst. The names are so funny because they're all like Bagel Giant, Super Bagel, like, yeah, blah, blah. It's always, you know. So, you know, Mike McHenry wants to do Burger Quest.
Oh, God, I'd be so big.
That's what it was. Hot Bagel in Oakhurst. Soda Quest. What kind of soda are we talking here?
Soda Quest.
You know, but I think that I want to actually go to, I was going to do that today, but I didn't. Hot Bagel Bakery in Oakhurst, because they have another one. People were saying Hot Bagel in Mattawan or Manalapan, somewhere else, but it was the same name. So
is the bagel good because it's hot? Is that the thing?
A bagel's good because it's fresh, and a bagel is good because of the things I said before, the crispy, yeah, and then the soft inside. But we'll have to really, you know, we'll have to really kind of, you know, and I'll have to talk to, Mike was talking about Mubi's opening up the it's like a restaurant based around the whole Kevin Smith, like, movies.
I've heard,
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's opening, but he's wondering if Ming's going to do a podcast from there. I'm sure he is, but I don't know. That's all I've heard about is that it's opening. I haven't heard anything else because of all the, you know, shenanigans that's going on right now. So as I hear, Mike, I'll inform you once Ming's in the room. I can ask him. But yeah, I think we've covered all the important things: social injustice, bagels, mm-hmm, and everything in between.
And everything in between.
We're gonna be partying this Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to party responsibly. You know,
cause really?
We should set up.
We should do a little 30-minute happy birthday podcast and have all the people we talk about come by and wish you happy birthday. And
that's a great idea.
You and I will talk and we'll have a birthday drink. Do like a quick hit, a 20-minute.
Yeah, just a quick one, just a quickie.
Yeah.
And then eventually we're getting up to the 100, which,
wow,
is like incredible.
This show is old.
I know. Dude, the pandemic really, like, it's funny because they talked about it in the news how the pandemic pushed us technologically. It took us months to where they thought it would take us years to be with, like, remote doing, you know, remote food, remote work, all these things. It just skyrocketed us. Did the same thing for the podcast. We did like 30 extra podcasts in a matter of like months where, like, just, you know, stuff was going. It's pretty crazy that we've moved that far ahead. And I gotta think of something clever to do you know, to celebrate that since we're going to have to be socially distant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I might do a like, I was thinking maybe a podcast-a-thon, get Angelo Gingerelli, Simmons and Moore, see if Taylor Allen is still doing his shenanigans. I haven't heard from him in a while. But we could go to, like, Long Branch Distillery, and we could all set up separately. And then they could do their podcast, we could do ours, and maybe people can rotate and stuff. Excuse me. But we'll have to talk. Have you listened to me and my cousins, the Angelo Gingerelli podcast?
No, he has a podcast?
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's him and his cousins. And that's awesome. It's just Angelo at his best. He's killing it. So yeah, definitely check that out. I've been meaning to get him on here, but again, everything's up in the air. Everybody has crazy schedules, and it's really, really, really difficult.
Well, I think things are starting to settle down a little bit.
A little bit. For some people. I mean, right. Other people, not so much. So we're going to have to see, you know, what. But yeah, maybe I'll set up a little kissing booth at the party to see if people want to
kiss.
Yeah.
Make out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Breathe on each other. Cool, man. Well, I mean, thanks for stopping by. Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I come by every 6 months.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds about right.
I want to say happy birthday to you, big 40.
Happy birthday to you, big 53.
No. 36. And I hope you enjoy your Monday birthday and your Sunday events.
Yeah.
Whatever those might be.
All right. Well, I mean, this is it. I'll add the theme music outro into the audio version. There you go. Totally Local Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, totally_local_podcast, or go to the website, totallylocalpodcast.com. Until next time, this has been Andrew and Leo. Thank you for tuning in. Well, keep going.
Keep going. Stop. Oh, I missed the show.